Who goes there? Who goes there?
Hi there, I'm Josh Heath. I'm the owner of the website Keep on the Heathlands. Probably thinking, what is Keep on the Heathlands? Well, that's the whole purpose of this little podcast I'm creating, is to kind of tell you a little bit about Keep on the Heathlands and what we're planning on doing with it. So I see Keep on the Heathlands as a launching pad for a series of different gaming-related projects. Each of these projects intersects with one another in various ways, but they could all eventually be run as separate entities. The main purpose of the website is to drive discussions about gaming. I'm talking about role-playing games specifically, both LARP and tabletop RPGs. The site will host a selection of articles about gaming from various perspectives, and I want the writing staff to be diverse. So far, I think we're doing pretty well in that regard, and as always, we can do better. So the question comes up, why do I care about diversity in particular? Well, that's the gets to the crux of one of the goals of the Keep. The Keep is a staging ground for projects that are going to specifically try and tackle diversity, inclusivity, and representation in gaming culture. I want to put two things up on the table first. One, I'm a cis male who others would identify as white. I'm in a long-term hetero relationship, and though I don't personally identify as straight, I certainly benefit from the privilege of having of people perceiving me as a straight cis white male. At the same time, I want to use the privilege I have to create a platform for diverse views because I care about diversity and I care about diversity in gaming. Second thing I want to put on the table, I'm not perfect. I have not always been great about supporting diversity, and sometimes I failed miserably to be the feminist and ally I want to be. I'm going to make mistakes from time to time. I'm also going to try and do my absolute best to be better. If I fail, please tell me. I try to listen, and I'll do my best to keep listening to feedback, both from people that think I'm doing terribly and from people that think I'm doing well. Both have value. Those are two things I'm happy to always have in the back of my mind while I'm working on this project, because it's going to help me stay grounded, hopefully humble. As this project kicks off, I want to empower others and find diverse people to help me build the products I'm wishing to produce. Eventually, I want to hand them the reins to a particular thing, a particular project, and say, it's yours. You own it. Now, let me step back, but how can I help you succeed? Sure, there are people out there that think I'm being a social justice warrior white knight by doing this. First off, I want you to know I'm a certified social justice bard. Second, so what? I'm not telling you what to do in your space, nor do I want what this site does to impact people that don't believe in its mission. If you want your gaming group to consist of white men playing games where their characters are reflections of yourselves being heroes, then do so. I salute you and hope you enjoy yourselves. However, I know that there are other gamers that want spaces they inhabit to be welcoming. I know that at times they have not been welcomed in public gaming spaces, and this is wrong. I know that some gamers want to delve into deep, thoughtful, sometimes emotional gaming. I know that some want to steer totally clear of moral ambiguity and enjoy escapist fantasy because they don't get the chance to in real life. I know that some people love LARP and some people don't. I know that some people love old school games and some are all over every new system hitting the shelves. I want gaming to be a place where all of us can exist with one another. We spend hours, days, weeks, months, years of our lives living in other people's shoes. We all enjoy stories in one form or another. We all want to be a part of those stories. For a moment, think about what works for your favorite character. Is what works for them always what works for you as a person, as a player? Maybe, but also probably not. That's all I'm asking you to keep in mind, that what works for you as a player is important, and it is important for every other player playing the games we love. That will not be the same for every player, and that should be okay. This doesn't mean I'm advocating for anyone to water their games down either. If you like playing games with serious issues where characters aren't safe, run your games that way. We are advocating for spaces where players feel safe, happy, and willing to enjoy our hobby. It doesn't mean you have to run your games so the characters feel that way, because that might not always be very interesting. Conflict, adversity, danger, all elements of good stories, and I want you to know that we support creating those things in your games in the way that works for you and your players. We're going to be talking about ways to enhance your gaming by supporting players, and we'll dive into various interests, views on gaming that you might not have heard before. I'm sure we'll all learn something from this exercise. And honestly, I welcome pretty constructive feedback. So hopefully that gives you a general idea of what Keep on the Heathlands as a site is going to do. If you have questions, you can email me at admin@keeponthehealands.com, or you can come to our site. That's keeponthehealands.com. We also have a Facebook page, Inclusive Gaming Network, and we're on Twitter @inclusive_games. Our next podcast, we'll probably be discussing what the specific goals of those networks are going to be. So thanks for your time, and I hope you enjoy rolling those dice.